say die.
Greetings again, my dear and wonderful and sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru Freedom family. You are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program emanating to you from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is October the 24th. 2010. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. Now, we're going to go back to the scripture, Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. We have been in Revelation. Jesus, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is justice. Christ, the anointed one that crushes the oppressor. The wicked oppressor, ruling class, and ruling families. That is what Jesus Christ means. So we are they who have that spirit. The African science of revolution, the revelation of Jesus Christ, laying bare the truth about the system, the prophecy of Rome, Britain, and the American Empire. Our brother Oshra Kwesi has caused us to know that our African ancestors taught that the whole universe is constructed on the philosophy of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. So we have been going into the words of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus in the book of Revelation, the teachings on the universe, that African science of the universe, having studied the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, to understand that hidden and unseen father and mother who have given birth to Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And our African ancestors constructed our ancient societies based on that which the hidden and unseen Father Amen and the hidden and unseen Mother Amenet, you know her as the Holy Spirit, birthed in the universe, which is truth, justice, and righteousness, Mayat. Now, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. The mystery, this is Jesus talking, of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So to understand the seven spirits, which was referred to earlier in chapter 1, I think around verse 4 of Revelation, and the seven stars and the seven candlesticks, the key to understanding all of this symbology, the stars as the angel, the stars as the angel of the seven churches, and the candlesticks as the seven churches, or the membership of the seven churches. To understand this symbology, we have to understand the zodiac. We must understand, sisters and brothers, that originally, through scientific study, our African ancestors were the first to understand that which we call the zodiac, the movement of the sun, moon, stars, and planets through 12 phases in time, in a year's time, through the universe. Understanding through that study, Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, understanding how to construct a civilization, a society based on truth, justice, and righteousness. So the original teaching of the zodiac is righteousness. Astronomy, the positions of the sun, moon, stars, and planets. Astrology, that there is in reality knowledge encapsulated through the study of the actual sun, moon, stars, and planets. Psalm 19 and 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Nothing can make a declaration unless that one making a declaration has something to declare. To have something to declare means that one is alive with knowledge and able to declare that which is known. So the heavens are alive. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets are alive with knowledge about that hidden and unseen father and that hidden and unseen mother, Amen and Amenet, are alive with the understanding of truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, every year, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets travel through the zodiac. The zodiac is initially broken down into 12 months, January through December. Now, you in the Nation of Islam know what was revealed to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through Master Fadl Muhammad, given to Master Fadl Muhammad through the study of that which his earthly father gave him, but ultimately coming from that knowledge, coming from the ancestors of Africa, and that knowledge through the African ancestors coming ultimately from the hidden and unseen father and mother of creation, Amen, Amenet, or Allah, Illah, or Yahweh. So the planets move at a speed of 1,037 and a third miles per hour through the 12 stages of the zodiac. Orbiting the planets, orbiting around the sun in what we would call a procession, a group proceeding through a course already ordained and maintained. Look how the Most High Creator and Creatress have this whole thing hooked up. Now, on top of that zodiac procession, that 12-month zodiac procession, there is another zodiac procession. Now, in the zodiac, you see that the zodiac is constructed in a clockwise manner, following the motion or direction of a clock, clockwise, from basically left moving over to the right in a circular fashion and back to the left, and then back over to the right. But now, in this procession of the zodiac that we want to get to, this at the same time that the clockwise zodiac procession is going on, there is also a reverse, a counterclockwise procession that is going on. With the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets. So at the same time that this clockwise 12-month breakdown is going on, there's another procession going on that is counterclockwise, starting from the sign of December going back to the sign of January, if I have that correct, but it's a counterclockwise precession. Now, this period of time is not a 12-month period of time. The counterclockwise precession is a reverse precession that takes 26,000 years. This is high science. So, as the sun, moon, and stars travel, this reverse counterclockwise precessional, it takes 26,000 years to make that completion. So every time it goes through the 12-month yearly, that whole procession is also moving slowly counterclockwise through a procession that takes 26,000 years. This is so wonderful and interesting. Now, during this 26,000 years, there are 7 pole stars. If you break the 26,000 years into 7, that would be the equivalent time that we have a particular pole star. We don't have one pole star forever, a true north. We have 7 of them. And it takes 26,000 years to go through all 7 of those pole stars. And this is the counterclockwise precession that the sun, moon, stars, and planets are going through. Now, during this 26,000 year period of time, the planets are following the sun in reverse. This zodiac is the reverse zodiac. Counterclockwise zodiac. The Earth has 7 pole stars, 7 true norths that the pole star represents. Now, in this teaching, this is what Jesus wants us to understand. The 7 stars, or 7 pole stars in his right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks, the 7 stars or 7 pole stars are symbolizing of the angels or pastors or head preacher of the 7 churches in Asia. This is a letter to 7 churches in that which is called Asia or Mesopotamia or extreme North Africa. And the 7 candlesticks, golden candlesticks, represent the 7 churches and the members of those 7 churches. So Jesus wants us to understand this zodiac procession counterclockwise that takes 26,000 years to go through, because these 7 stars he is speaking of are representative of the 7 pole stars. And I may be getting ahead of myself, but our brother Ashra Kwesi broke that down and revealed this wonderful truth. And I'm going to have his tape. I believe it's Christianity, the stolen religion from Africa. So in this symbology, Jesus, as the S-O-N of God, equals the S-U-N of God. The S-U-N of God symbolizes the S-O-N, or Jesus. So the S-U-N, Son of God, that physical light, symbolizes Jesus, the S-O-N of God, who brings spiritual light, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, so that we may come together to overthrow this wicked system, and that we are enabled to see the hidden truths and that knowledge and wisdom that has been hidden by this wicked system, so that we may find ourselves coming together to organize and have this knowledge, this light, and understand this great knowledge and light, and overthrow this wicked system. So Jesus, the S-O-N of God, the 7 stars in his right hand, he stands in the midst of the 7 candlesticks. This all symbolizes the S-U-N traveling through the 7 pole stars. This is solar and lunar and astral science. We're going to take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers. Y'all should know by now that I love me some Mary Mary. May the Most High continue to bless those beautiful sisters. Well, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. Now, this is high science. Jesus is an African revolutionary scientist who understood his African ancestors and the scientific knowledge that they brought to the whole of the human family. The seven stars, or the seven pole stars, symbolizing the seven messengers, angels, or pastors, or head preacher and head minister of the seven churches that this letter in Revelation was written to in Mesopotamia or Asia or extreme North Africa at the time the scripture was written by the revolutionary apostle John. The seven candlesticks, seven golden candlesticks, symbolizing the seven churches themselves, or the actual lay members of the seven churches that we're speaking of in Asia, Mesopotamia, North Africa. And then Jesus, the S-U-N symbolizes, the S-U-N of God symbolizes Jesus as the S-O-N of God. This is solar, lunar, astral science, the African science of revolution. This is to teach us about Mayat, because the universe is constructed on truth, justice, and righteousness. Mayat, given birth to by the hidden and unseen father, Amen, and the hidden and unseen mother, Amenet. Recall we said earlier that it was thought that the sun was that power that propelled the planets. But there's a hidden power, scientific. This is scientific knowledge. There's a hidden cause. Everything else is the effects. There's a hidden cause, a hidden power inside the triple darkness of the universe. And the African ancestors taught that that hidden and unseen power, that hidden and unseen father, called him Amen, the hidden and unseen father, called the hidden and unseen mother Amenet, because father and mother have given birth to the universe and given birth to Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. All of this is to teach us about light, spiritual light and life, spiritually and physically. You see, there are greater lights and lesser lights, and spiritual lights and physical lights. Divine, I give praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. We are to learn about the divine light and life right here, right now, on this earth. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now. Divine life, right here, right now, on this earth, sisters and brothers. Not after you die and go into the grave, in the by and by, and so on. Right here, right now, on this divine earth, in the divine physical realm, in the divine creation, in the divine universe, because all that we see in the universe is divine, because it emanates from that Most High Divine Father, Amen, or Divine Father, Allah, and the Divine Mother, Amenet, also known as Illa, don't matter the name you use. Father and mother have given birth to all of these divine realms and experiences and whatnot. So this is what we're to learn from studying the universe. This is what Jesus wants us to know and understand, that the whole universe symbolizes you. And black man and woman of the West who think you are nothing, I was listening to Roanoke Rashidi, I believe his name is, who was on Africa Today. I'm going to have to write that down as a reference. Africa Today. Roanoke Rashid was talking to Walter Turner about some of our sisters and brothers in Mexico who did not know anything. I mean, black Mexicans, African Mexicans, Africans who were captured and enslaved in Mexico by the Spanish, meaning the nation of Spain. These sisters and brothers didn't know anything of their history, totally disconnected, not having the benefit of the Nation of Islam and Marcus Garvey and all those great ones that have taught us some of our history. These sisters and brothers, according to our brother, I believe his name is Roanoke Rashidi. I'm going to have his name spelled correctly in my summary. He was talking to Walter Turner of Africa Today from KPFA. But apparently, our beautiful elder mother, Tineta Muhammad of the Nation of Islam, took a delegation to Mexico. This delegation included our brother Rashidi. I believe that's his name. And he talked about how he was giving our sisters and brothers in Mexico the knowledge of themselves. These sisters and brothers have even lower self-esteem than the black Indians from India, known as the Dalits, which means untouchable, because the black Indians from India are deemed nasty and filthy and disgusting and of the lowest caste and class in India. But these sisters and brothers in Mexico had even lower self-esteem than our sisters and brothers of African descent in India. All of the Indians, in reality, are of African descent, most of them. But that's another story, another teaching for another time, because they can't be that black and not be descended of Africa. We populated the whole of the earth. But these sisters and brothers in Mexico knew nothing of their history, didn't know of anything of their contribution. Now, my beautiful wife pointed out to me that it is a wonderful start to understand that you are trying to be righteous, trying to do right. You're not participating in the wickedness of this society to the greatest extent that you don't have to participate. You're trying not to participate, and you're trying to do righteously to each other and the human family. Wonderful start. And so if you're doing that much, have some self-esteem about yourself. Think about yourself in the way that you should. Don't think you're less than. You have just as much right on this planet as anyone else, and have just as much right to the land, wealth, and resources of this planet as anyone else. But when this brother Rashidi brought out the black Christ, the original black Christ, and the scientific knowledge and discoveries that Africans have done, all of the many of the contributions that Africans have made, gave them a knowledge of self. And you know the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, accept your own and be yourself. Get knowledge of self. The African ancestors in Egypt said, know thyself. In order to know yourself, you have to be able to study yourself. Study your knowledge, your history, your language, your culture, your ancestors. Understand the ancient knowledge of your ancestors, and that will give you a proper understanding of who you are. So we have not known who we are. But those sisters and brothers in Mexico, some of them, the elders, Rashidi said they were crying like babies because they had never had this knowledge. In 2010, many of our sisters and brothers don't have this knowledge. We have work to do. Let us organize. I thank the Most High for the Nation of Islam. I thank the Most High for Mother Tineta. I thank the Most High for this brother Rashidi, who is one of our wonderful scholars, who has worked with Ivan Van Sertima, and has worked with Yosef Ben Yakinen. And I'm sure he knows our brother Ashra Kwesi. So this knowledge that we are coming into will raise us up and give us a proper understanding of ourselves and who we are. So Ashra Kwesi, his DVD, Christianity, The Stolen Religion of Africa, reveals this truth, reveals and shows in Ethiopia, the mural, the wall that is drawn, and on it is drawn the black African Jesus, the S-O-N of God coming symbolically as the S-U-N of God in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, showing you that the Ethiopian, the Africans in Ethiopia understood this symbology that we are talking about. The seven pole stars, the S-U-N, the seven candlesticks. This is all about light and life and mayat and truth and justice and righteousness. As we look further into the meaning of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, and the universe, we must understand that the universe is the first Bible and the first Quran, the first religious text, the first scientific text, that first teacher of what we are teaching today, truth, justice, and righteousness. Before we could put pen to paper, the Most High already did so through the universe. We're going to cut off here and continue next time. Jah love, Jah bless. Thank you for listening. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.